My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We're pleased to welcome Todd Walsh from the desert, part of that Diamondbacks broadcast team. Todd, what about that moment and Corbin Carroll with the grand slam?
It feels like it just happened because it literally did. I mean, wow, thank you. I needed to hear that. I'm actually sitting here in my office at home putting tomorrow's pregame show together, and that's obviously the lead. But it was another remarkable night in what is turning into a remarkable season. My postgame analyst, Josh Colemanter, said after our show not too long ago, he said, you know what, I just expect it now. And that's been the story of this team for the last couple of months. It's been a different guy every night, and you're just expecting it.
When did this start, Todd?
Well, you know, it started last year. It started at the end of the season, going into the postseason, when they just started to truly believe and then to execute, and obviously slaying the dragon and the Los Angeles Dodgers and the way they did it, and then winding up winning Game 7 on the road in Philadelphia to get into the World Series. And this was a team that a year ago turned it in terms of not thinking they were going to win, but expecting they were going to win. They were no longer in awe of their opponents. That was kind of a thing that we saw a couple of years ago as the young guys in this team started to establish themselves. And they had a healthy respect for their opponent, but they started to realize they're really good. And, you know, they came out of the gates, I think, a little bit of a World Series hangover. Hadn't experienced that before. And then, the sea of injuries. And they just kept treading water. And there was a team meeting a few months ago where Troy Lavella said, we believe in you. All the guys that are in this room deserve to be in this room. We believe in you. Just hold down the fort. Reinforcements will come. Just hold down the fort. You could start to see that. And they got back to their kind of game and their kind of way of playing and thinking and executing. And then they just took off. After June 30th, it's just been like a light switch. And it's been amazing to watch and to feel and to see.
21 of 27, and they're just three back of the Los Angeles Dodgers right now, sitting in second place since the Padres lost on this Wednesday evening. Todd, what exactly is a World Series hangover? It's a good question, right? Because you can say it, or a lot of people use that term, Super Bowl hangover, NBA Finals hangover, whatever the case is. And yet, what was actually happening with the team?
Well, you know, I actually heard a player today in the clubhouse talking to a national writer. I was just 2 feet away, and he actually said it. He goes, "No, it must have been. I know that we kind of came out of the gate slow, and we had a bit of a World Series hangover." And I don't normally throw that around because, frankly, I don't cover a lot of teams that go through that. But I've been around teams that have gone deep into the playoffs in a variety of sports, and I know that that sequence of events in those games and even the days in between playoff games are so taxing and so intense with so much focus. And it really is a true, you know this, it's a different season. It's just totally different. I did hockey for the National Hockey League for 28 years, and when the Coyotes got into the playoffs, just to experience some of those runs, the mini runs that they had in 2012, and it just takes a toll. And in baseball, it takes even more of a toll, I think, in terms of the pitchers that are throwing more innings, and everything's just so magnified. And you're playing in October, November, and, you know, that's uncharted waters for a lot of guys. And this is a team, there weren't too many grizzled World Series veterans in that group. And I think it's only natural. And, I never lost hope in this team this year. I did fear the unbelievable magnitude of the injury. They're still without Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, and Gabby Moreno. And that may be another week or two or even longer. So, and here they are. And I still say, I've been saying this for a while, I've just had a gut hunch about them for a bit that I think they're going to put a charge in the National League West. I think the Dodgers don't like the matchup. I've said this a couple of times, that I think the Diamondbacks give the Dodgers PTSD. And I say that because I was at Dodger Stadium this year, and I saw with my own eyes, it wasn't just what Christian Walker did in that series. It was just something else, that the Diamondbacks posed a different kind of threat to the Dodgers. And they took them down a year ago, and they embarrassed them. So this weekend is going to be, I think it's going to be one of the most remarkable weekends of baseball in recent Diamondbacks history. I cannot wait to see 4 games around the holiday with potentially first place in the NL West on the line. I think it's time that maybe the Bay turns over, and maybe they flip the script in that division.
Todd Walsh is with us from the desert after the Diamondbacks get the rally against the Mets and are within 3 of the Dodgers. So, yeah, sets us up for a great holiday weekend series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Right now, they are top 5 in runs, batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging percentage. And the fact that they're still in second place with numbers like that tells you, of course, that the pitching hasn't quite been as good. Where might they find reinforcements or a boost with their pitching?
Well, they'll get it from Merrill Kelly getting a few more reps, a few more games under his belt. They'll get it from Zach Gallen. These guys were both out extended periods of time. They've just come back, and they're finding their way back. You know that pitchers don't just reappear as themselves when they've been out for a month or 2 or 3 months. Saw what Zach Gallen did at Fenway Park over the weekend. Merrill Kelly has been, you know, steady as she goes. So this is, you know, 1A and 1B in their rotation normally, in their most normal settings, and they're still not quite up to speed. They made a gutsy decision and the right decision by sending Jordan Montgomery to the bullpen. They had to. It doesn't matter about his contract and the money they spent. They were pretty candid about that, and when you look at why, with Ryan Nelson and Brandon Trott emerging, and Ryan Nelson in particular, that was the move they had to make at that time. So you'll see that, and whether Paul Sewald returns to the closer's role, I think is a huge question mark right now. Justin Martinez is evolving into that, but he has his highs and lows. He's very young. His stuff is electric. Getting A.J. Puck, who's just filled in wonderfully. You've got Kevin Ginkle's been lights out. The bullpen tonight was the real story of the game. So the reinforcements are there, and it's in the two guys that you put all your faith and your chips in early on in the year. I didn't expect to see the injuries to both Gallen and Merrill Kelly. I want to add another offensive stat to the stat you just rattled off. This is remarkable to me. They have hit 10 grand slams this year. That's most in Major League Baseball.
Whoa.
10. 10.
Never a bad time for a grand slam, but the Corbin Carroll grand slam tonight was perfectly timely. So let's talk about Corbin. He's got 14 home runs in these last 37 games. He's talking about just finding his confidence again. How have you seen his season with its rises and falls?
Man, well, you know, it was hard. I said this on our pregame show tonight. It was hard to watch early on for months, and at bat after at bat after at bat, he could not hit an elevated pitch to save his life, and he kept chasing him. And he is a relentless worker. Torey Lovello asked him point blank today, look, you know, you talked about one of the great aspects and benchmarks of your team is their adaptability. Zero in on Corbin and his ability to adapt and fix it. And he said that, you know, Corbin is the kind of guy that doesn't want anyone to lap him in terms of hard work, but there's a trust a reciprocal trust between player and coaches to the player. But I watched him. I mean, he's an obsessive worker. He is a thinker, and it was wearing on him, and he admitted it. But the team rallied around him in ways that you wouldn't see publicly, but we would see behind the scenes. And then when you would talk to other guys about him, they knew that he was working so hard and looking at every ounce of film that he could get his hands on and trying to lay off those pitches and adjust his swing plane and all the stuff that's out of my pay scale. But I watched him do that, and there was certain moments across the summer where he went, oh, okay. And my thing, and I've been saying this like in May, just give me a good month. And then as the summer wore on, I literally drew a line and said, I just want to see one red hot August. And let's see where it takes him and the team. And he said tonight on the postgame show that, you know, those guys that are around him in that room, they gave him a comfort zone, knowing that he knew they were behind him. And the bottom line is, he's just too good to be that bad. You know, Rookie of the Year in a unanimous vote is not an anomaly. And that wasn't a fluke. He is the real deal. And, you know, he had an injury last year, and he wanted to do more with his at-bats, and he tried to do that at the beginning of the year, and it got away from him. But it's back, and it's unbelievable to see.
Todd Walsh is with us after the Diamondbacks get a late grand slam from Corbin Carroll and get the win over the Mets. And they're still red hot now, 21 of 27. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Todd, what makes the Padres formidable? Because it's not just about the Dodgers. The Padres are right there in the mix, too.
Oh, I know. And every time we look up and show a highlight, they're winning. I know they got walked off tonight, which was nice to see. Nolan Arenado. They just have so much at their disposal, and it just seems like they come at you in waves and layers. They almost remind me of the Dodgers more so now. But I look, here's what I know. I'm looking at the weekend, which is four games with the Dodgers, and then the last three games of the year are at Chase Field against the San Diego Padres.
Ooh.
And, you know, there was a series this year. It's actually a series that started the month of July where we went to Dodger Stadium and then to Petco and had an epic meltdown against the Dodgers and bounced back and won two or three. Had another epic meltdown in San Diego and then won two or three, and they won four of six on that trip. And that's when it began. They crossed the state line into California. They were zonies. And They didn't stay knocked out. And that, to me, that's like the 1,000-yard stare when you're around a team that, you know, was one of the last two teams standing in the entire sport at the highest level, and you can't put them away. And you can't put this team away right now. It's so – I watched the Colorado Rockies in 2007 rattle off that run late in the year that propelled them into the World Series. The Diamondbacks were trying to match them. It sort of reminds me of that, but – I wasn't in their trenches then. I'm in this one. And the confidence level is supreme. It's not arrogance. They just know they're good. And that's really fun to watch. It makes getting up and going to work really cool. I'm sitting here about to put a pregame show at midnight. God knows what time it is wherever you are. And we're talking about it. And hopefully you can feel the excitement, because it's, you don't get these runs very often as a professional sportscaster. When you do, you got to ride them and enjoy them.
Yeah, absolutely. So before I let you go and get back to your work, I remember the crowds last year on their run to the World Series. They were incredible there at Chase Field. So how fired up are the fans now seeing the potential and the possibilities start to unfold?
I think this weekend's going to be epic. And there's 27,000 there tonight, which isn't great, but it was loud, and as I said on the air, there are 27,000 here, and hopefully they told 27,000 other people that this was the place to be in the Valley tonight. I think people have been waiting. The Dodger tickets are always the hottest ticket in town. There's always Dodger fans here. That was the first major league team that had a television and radio imprint here in Phoenix back in the day, and that still exists. I don't know where they come from, but man, they come out of the woodwork. So there will be fireworks here, and somebody said that I respect on a local talk show the other day, something crazy is going to happen. It just always does. And I can't wait to see it unfold. And I just don't think the Diamondbacks are going to fracture. They are forcing other teams to fracture under the weight of the pressure, and they look for the moment. And that's been the most intriguing thing. Like tonight, there it was. If you're going to walk three guys in the eighth inning, you've just set this other team, you set the Diamondbacks up to make you pay.
Mm.
And they did. And that's just been happening every night. It's remarkable to see.
All right, so the one thing that I'm going to need out of this weekend series is a dog fetching the first pitch. Because I got to tell you, Shohei Ohtani's dog Decoy, he really stole the show in Los Angeles.
I did see that. I also saw the video that went viral of the dog in the minors that went on his first, you know, bat dog soiree into the infield. And I just love that. I think everybody should have a dog. Every game should have a dog.
Yes.
Just bottom line. I lost my 20-year-old dog this summer. And so
20 years old?
20.
Yes, oh, my gosh.
Yes, yes.
What kind of dog?
I don't know. She just showed up. Her name was Hobo. She showed up one day at my house, and I feel like we won the lottery. She was a cocker chow mix and the greatest dog and the best friend, and I miss her every day. But when I saw Shohei's dog tonight, you know how it is, man. When you lose a dog, you start looking at everybody else's dog, and you want to tell everybody to hug your dog.
So right.
Hug your dog. If it's 3 o'clock in the morning, we're talking, someone's listening,
I
bet you somebody's laying in bed with a dog right now.
Yes.
So
no
rub
doubt.
A belly, right? Just rub right. Find a belly and rub a belly.
Well, I certainly understand. I lost my 14-year-old dog in February, and I still miss her every single day. You're right. It leaves a hole. So, yes, and everybody else's dogs now, I'm thinking, oh, I remember that. Yes.
Yep,
sorry to hear that, Todd, but 20 years, that's amazing.
No, I was lucky. She was a sweetheart.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Like you, I was the luckiest guy on earth. So
well, it's good. Yeah, of course. It's good to connect with you again. I have a feeling that we may need to be dialing your number, keeping it on speed dial as these Diamondbacks continue their march. You can find Todd on Twix at Todd Walsh, part of that Diamondbacks TV broadcast team, and a lot to talk about these days. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes and letting us interrupt your prep time.
Amy, anytime. Thank you. I don't often have anybody with me at 12:45 putting a show together at a day game, so this was cool. You got me fired up. I'm ready to rock.
Let's go.
Okay. Anytime.
Thank you, Todd.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.